News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Everybody's laughing in the studio. We all know what this song is. Don't worry, be happy.
What a great intro. I love it.
Oh, there you go. I love it. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. And this is Pep Talk. Today we have our friends. This is our Santa Rosa County update, first one for 2026. And today we have the Environmental Department here with us, led by Chad Noling. He's the Environmental, am I pronouncing that right? Noling, and Environmental Supervisor. And then we have Kelly Hopps here with us this morning also, who is the Environmental Superintendent. Believe it or not, a lot going on with this department right now. Welcome, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so both of you have to get right on that microphone. There you go. Okay. So tell me what's happening with the Environmental Department of Santa Rosa County.
So we got a lot of events going on right now. We've got tree cycling that's currently going on. We can talk
about
that.
As a little in bit Christmas
more. Tree? That's right. That's right. And we also have Tire Amnesty Day going on.
Oh, that's a good one this time of year for sure. So what does that mean? And what do we have to do if I still have my tree and I want to recycle? What do I need to do
okay.
to do that?
Yeah, so for tree cycling, it's an opportunity for Santa Rosa County residents to drop off their live Christmas trees, and we emphasize the word live.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got designated locations throughout the county, and they can also drop them off at our HHW facility there at the Santa Rosa County landfill.
Where is that located? Was there an address for that?
Yeah, the central landfill's located at 6337 DeLisa Road in Milton. And we also are taking the Christmas trees at our J Transfer Station, which is located on Transfer Station Road there in Jay.
So you're doing, it looks like according to the flyer, you're doing this tomorrow
at the Jay Station. Yes, ma'am.
And then at both places, Central and Jay, on this Saturday.
Correct.
And the hours are, let's see, 7 to 5 at the Central and then 8 to 4 at Jay. Is that correct?
So the landfill will be taking them daily.
Okay. Oh, good.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. But the Transfer Station is only open on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays.
So you need to remove everything off of the tree, correct?
Correct.
take
the tinsels, the lights, mm-hmm. any ornaments, remove all that, mm-hmm. and just, strip it down to the actual tree itself.
That's probably
what we're looking for.
Okay, that's what you're looking for. Okay.
And there are a couple of other locations besides just the central landfill and the J Transfer Station. We're also taking those at the Pace Fire Department on Patriot Boulevard and Pace.
Oh, okay.
We'll take them at the Navarre Beach Boat Ramp parking lot on Navarre Beach, and then at the Tiger Point Recreation Center. And those will be taken through January 17th.
Oh, that's great to know. So in the south end of the county, too. Mm-hmm. Super.
We just ask the ones that are dropping off at the J Transfer Station. All of the other locations are normal business hours. But the J Transfer Station, we're only there on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays from 7 to 4. So if you will, if you're up in that area, drop them off in Jay. Make sure we're not closed when you drop them off. Don't leave them at the gate if you would.
Oh, that's a good thing to know. Okay, that's good. Very good information.
And I know we gave out several locations there on this list.
Mm-hmm.
You can find us on the internet. We'll have this list. It's posted on our county page. Yes. And also, if anyone has any questions, any information we covered today, please feel free to reach out to our environmental department at 850-981-7135, and we'll be glad to try to answer any questions you may have related to any of this.
Okay, that's great. Do you also take, just out of curiosity, so you have the trees, do you take, a lot of folks also will have lots of leftover, what do you call that, the extra stuff that you put on the railings and
the garland and
garland,
stuff.
Thank you, that's the word I was looking for. Is that accepted as well?
As long it's live. Got some of the...
Or liveries, even.
Yeah, anything natural, we can mulch that. We mulch it and we use it for use there at the landfill. So we just want you, make sure it is a natural product. It
okay.
needs to be, live.
Well, because you could end up with a lot of that if you've been decorating for the whole season. So
yeah, we don't want anything that's you purchase out of a store or artificial.
Right.
Only live product.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and the cool thing about the Christmas trees is, and she just mentioned this, is the reason why we call it recycling, it's a beneficial use for us. So we can grind it up and use it for cover. And so instead of it being just, thrown away,
right,
there's
right.
actually a purpose for it, and it's a win-win.
I love that. I just think it's great. So tell me more about what's going on this month with the Environmental Department, Santa Rosa County.
We are hosting a Tire Amnesty Day. Actually, it's this Saturday at the Central Landfill. The Central Landfill is 6337 DeLisa Road in Milton. We are also holding a Tire Amnesty Day in J at the J Transfer Station this week also. We are only there Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday in J, so we will only take tires those days. So the next day is going to be Thursday, January 8th. We will be there from 7 to 4 in J taking tires, and then we will be there Saturday, January 10th. Taking tires at Jay as well. We will also take those at the Central Landfill on Saturday, January 10th. We can take up to 10 tires per Santa Rosa County resident. If you will, you'll need your driver's license or some kind of ID showing you're from Santa Rosa County. And
are there any restrictions? I mean, I guess when you say tires, I think bicycle tires, motorcycle tires, truck tires. I mean, are there any restrictions to that kind of thing? Or they need to be in a certain type of condition or anything like that?
No, they can be on the rim. We will take them on the rim.
Oh, you will? Okay.
We get that question a lot. We will not take any kind of tractor tires, bus tires, any very large tires. We don't have the capacity for that.
So you're talking more vehicle tires.
Yeah, and we don't want them from any kind of commercial shops. Oh. So they need to be Santa Rosa County residents, 10 per Santa Rosa County resident, no shops or businesses allowed. And if you do, you know, if you're a shop or a business and you're wanting to get rid of those, you can call the Environmental Department and we'll talk to you about ways to get rid of those.
But it's not part of the Amnesty Day.
Correct.
Okay. And when it's not an Amnesty Day, is there a fee?
We do. We take tires every day at the landfill. It's normally, or it is, $5 per tire for a regular car tire, $15 per tire for a larger truck or semi.
Yeah. Okay. So it does save you quite a bit of money if you can make it to the Amnesty Days.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And on the transfer stations, is it from 8 to 4?
It is.
Okay.
It's from 8 to 4.
Yeah.
Up in J, we are there. We'll be there Thursday and Saturday. We'll only be there from 7 to 4, though, the Tire Amnesty Day.
Okay. We're talking with our friends Kelly and Chad from the Environmental Department, Santa Rosa County, on Pep Talk. They are experts this morning. 850-437-1620. Janet sent in a question. She said, Meg, ask them about what live wreaths attach to wire frames. I've seen those. She says those are hard to separate. Do you take those?
Yeah, we'll dispose of those in your household trash. We don't want to do anything that's going to have wires that'll get. We have a machine that actually does that grinding.
Right.
So anything that'll tangle up in that machine, we don't want. So we just want it just.
So you would have to go to the trouble of separating.
Yes,
and if not,
yes.
Just throw it in the trash.
Yes, please.
Great question, Janet.
Yes.
I thought that was really good. And if you have a question, 850-437-1620. So we have the Waste Tire Amnesty Days, and we've got those this Saturday at both locations at the Central Landfill and the J Transfer Station. The hours at Central are 7 to 5, and at the J it's 8 to 4.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
This is great information. Perfect timing to have y'all in this first week in January.
Hey, what a great way to kick off the year.
Absolutely.
Right.
I love it. Live on the radio. Well, we're going to take a quick break right now. We've got some commercials to go to, but we will be back with our friends from Santa Rosa County Environmental Department. So if you do have a question, please, or comment, text it in at 850-437-1620. We'll be back with Pep Talk in just a minute. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Our experts today are, we have Kelly with us and Chad, who are with the Environmental Department for Santa Rosa County, talking about, this is the perfect timing, getting rid of those old tires, letting go of and finding the proper place to dispose of your Christmas trees. And you wanted to mention a couple things, Chad, you said at the break.
Yeah, I was going to mention the drop-off locations throughout the county for the tree cycling.
Uh-huh. So,
and again, this is for the live Christmas trees. One of the locations is the Household Hazardous Waste Facility located at the Santa Rosa Central Landfill, and that's at 6337 DeLisa Road in Milton. Another location is the Pace Fire Rescue District, and that's located at 4773 Pace Patriot Boulevard in Pace. We also have the Navarre Beach Boat Ramp Parking Lot Recycling Area. That's on the Gulf Boulevard there in Navarre Beach. There's also the Tiger Point Recreation Area in Gulf Breeze. It's just east of the Walmart. And then I know we mentioned this earlier. We also have the J Transfer Station that's located on Transfer Station Road in J. And there'll be some. The transfer station will be open tomorrow and Saturday. And again, this it goes on throughout the month. And the transfer station's open on Tuesday, Thursdays, and Saturdays. And the landfill's open Monday through Saturday.
Now, if for some reason you're not able to go to one of the places, can you put your tree out with your regular pickups?
Yeah, so for the ones that want to do the curbside haulers, we would just encourage you to reach out to your hauler and see if there's any kind of special and instructions they want you to do. Most of them want the lights removed, the any kind of tinsels and ornaments. Some of them, if the tree's really long, they'll want them cut in half if possible to make it. But I would encourage, whoever your hauler is to reach out to them. And also, if you got any questions for us, feel free to reach out to the environmental office at 981-7135.
Okay. Well, I just had a question come in from one of our listeners. Why can't I just burn my Christmas tree in my fireplace or wood stove? There you go. That's a good question.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Christmas trees, and firs, they have a lot of resin in them, and that can build up in your chimney and possibly cause a fire. Not saying it would, but there's a potential there.
So this is a no-no then.
Right. We do not recommend you burn that in your fireplace.
Okay, very interesting. So don't do that. Okay, I got another question from one of our listeners. I have an old king bed mattress and box spring. Will the county landfill take those?
We will. There's a minimum charge of $10 for anything. It's usually about up to 400 pounds. So a mattress normally is within the 400-pound limit, and so it'll be a minimum of $10. That can go on Class 3.
Okay, so they can go to your website and look up the times at the locations of the different areas and then the times that they're open.
Yeah, let me clarify, because the only place that will take those mattresses is the Central Landfill on DeLisa Road. The J Transfer Station does not have the space to do that.
Oh, okay.
So make sure, the only thing up at J Transfer Station we take currently is Class 1, your household trash. We'll take some metal and some smaller HHW items, but we won't take any large items like furniture or mattresses or anything like that. That has to come to the Central Landfill.
Gotcha. And so that's at the north end of the county in Milton. And so that's the only place that will accept it. Is that correct?
No, the north end will not accept the mattresses.
Oh, okay.
The only place that will accept the mattresses is our larger facility, and that's the Central Landfill, and that's located at 6337 DeLisa Road.
I gotcha.
In Milton.
Okay, very good. Yeah. Okay, great questions coming in. If you've got a question for the Environmental Department, Santa Rosa County, we have both Kelly and Chad here who really know their stuff, and the number here is 850-437-1620, and we've been talking about the tire amnesties as well, so do we want to just kind of review that in case somebody just joined us and would be interested in that? Because these are the amnesty days, which means there's no fee to actually bring in your and recycle your tires.
And correct. And the purpose of us doing this is the tires that are left out in the open, they collect rainwater, and
mosquitoes.
Then we get those nasty things that we all hate in Florida, those mosquitoes, and they're prime breeding ground for mosquitoes. So if you have some old tires, we would encourage you to keep them covered, whether it's under a building or a tarp or something, to cut down on the rainwater. And, unfortunately, some of these tires ended up on dead-end roads and all that.
We see it all the time,
and we hate
you?
To see that. So this is the county's way of trying to, to eliminate as much of that as possible.
Right.
And try to make this an opportunity. And as far as, we've actually had people ask us in the past, well, who's paying for this? Where are you getting the money to do all this? So if you go to a tire store, most of them are going to charge you at least $1 for the tire disposal, and there's a fee associated with that, and those monies go into a state account, and then we partner with the Florida Department of Environmental Protection, and then they help us pay for these amnesty days throughout the year. We try to do at least three of them every year. Mm-hmm. That's the goal.
So one this month, then we've got the one going on this month, and what are the other months typically?
We have had several last year. The budget for the state comes out in July.
So
we will probably, I can't remember, I think this is the last one for this fiscal year. We go on fiscal year, not calendar year, because of the budget with the state. But coming up in July, I will actually get with them, and we will get some dates for the upcoming year on what, you know, dates for new tire amnesty days, and we'll have to have that approved through the state. And if they approve it, we get $25,000 per fiscal year.
Wow.
And we just split that up. We usually have four or five. I think this is the last one.
Okay, that sounds great.
I think this is the last one. And then we'll probably have, we try to have them in the fall months because it is so hot, you know, with we've got workers and everything trying to handle all those tires. So I think we start in October. That's normally when we first have our first one. I think we have one in October, one in November. We've had one in January. So this is the last of the few from and I'm going off of, you know, just...
Yeah, so take advantage this weekend for sure. Yes. And one of the questions, too, that I relate to here, coming in from one of the listeners, is there any help when we're trying to unload?
Absolutely.
Because I'm sitting here thinking, if I have a Christmas tree and a bunch of heavy tires, I don't know if I can actually manage that.
No, you just come through the landfill. We have people there at the containers to assist, you know, as needed.
Oh, that's great.
The only thing probably to keep in mind there, too, is they may ask for an ID to recognize you as
a
Centerville County
resident.
Yes.
Okay. And again, this is for citizens. This is not for commercial business.
Gotcha. Okay.
But I know Kelly mentioned earlier, if you're a commercial business and you need some help, feel free to reach out to us and we'll try to, you know, help you out there.
Yeah, definitely. Just remember, you can do 10 tires per Santa Rosa County resident. So if you have 40 tires, bring yourself and three people.
You know? With the right address.
We will take them. We will take them as long as you're Santa Rosa County resident.
Tell me a little bit about, are you accepting other items on this free amnesty day or just Christmas trees and tires?
You know, the amnesty day is something that we actually hold in the south end of the county twice a year, normally in March and October. Our household hazardous waste department is located at the central landfill at 6337 DeLisa Road, and that is free drop-offs. We're there every day from 7 to 5, and we're always there. So if you've got oil, gas, light bulbs, there's a long list of things. You can go on the website. That's a free drop-off, and you can drop that off anytime at the central landfill.
Okay.
From 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. You just drive through, and we will unload those items for you.
And what's the website again?
It is
sanrosa.fl.gov. I know that by heart now.
Yeah, you need to go to the landfill. I think under the landfill, there is a household hazardous waste section.
Mm-hmm.
And so there is a list there of all the items that we accept for a free drop off, and there's a long list, so please feel free to go there and you know, see what we do take.
Okay.
Yeah, I ran into a gentleman last year, had some old gas, been sitting in his garage, not a large volume,
right,
but he had had it in there for a couple of years. He had no idea that we had an HHW facility, and he was excited about the opportunity.
Oh yeah, with that leftover hurricane gas that you didn't use, right,
to dispose of it properly.
Okay.
And I know a lot of people think of the landfill, they're thinking of well, they're going to charge me when I bring this HHW stuff in. But like Kelly said, it's free drop off.
That's
there.
Great to know.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to come back in just a couple minutes here. We're talking with our friends from the Environmental Department, Santa Rosa County. Kelly and Chad are here. 850-437-1620. We'll be back in a minute. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, talking with Chad and Kelly from the Environmental Department, Santa Rosa County. Been having a lot of texts come in this morning. If I don't get to your text, I apologize, but it's great that listeners are sending in questions. This one says, do you have a way to recycle the tires, or is it just all waste? So that's a good question. What happens once you're dropped off with you all?
Currently, we have a vendor that picks those tires up. They go out daily, and they dispose of those off-site.
Okay, very good. I can't believe we've already run out of time.
Wow,
can you give that
fast.
Website again and those dates one more time?
Yeah.
Real quick.
Yeah, for the website, it's santarosa.fl.gov. And as far as the tire amnesty day, it's Saturday, January 10th at the Central Landfill. Tomorrow at the J Transfer Station. I'm trying to talk fast.
No, you're good. You're good.
And
okay.
Saturday at the J Transfer Station.
Y'all.
Keep in mind they're open from 8 to 4 at J.
All right.